Blog Talk Radio.
That nigga slutter smut, the riders on they on Facebook. Kept them slipping at these rallies and they act real shook. 24-7 on the grind, my comrades putting it work. New generation, the Panther organizing the touch. Deal with the brothers on the block, cause we the last ones that they got. Beat the people, bang on cops, political air to break the law. Couple cops for the masses, build community defense. While these bootlicking bougie ass niggas ride the fence. A user was a booster, ain't no half-ends to the movement. I got elders and soldiers, fuck, still dedicated to it. It's a lifetime commitment, black riders gon' represent it. Flipping the tribalism with the OG locked in prison. But thanks to General Top, I sympathizing with the block. And nobody gave a fuck, they assassinated Pop. Like they assassinated Malcolm, set him up to Tijuana. But we coming for revenge, and I put that on my mama.
Like they wanna end police brutality,
but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? In the same sense of niggas say they wanna be free, but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, niggas sweat and keep the G. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy, but you'll never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. I'm a rise to the day I'm buried, to go out in a burst of flames. My business as a revolutionary, I'm the last of a dying breed. Pray to God I live long enough to teach my seed, fulfilling my legacy. Ride on the enemy, I'm peak when they fly. But they more cats specific niggas will start to kill on my block. These cowards fake as fuck, they'll rat you out to the cops. Smile at your face, but these niggas got me twisted like lava. Well, fake niggas I can't fuck with. Niggas are shady nowadays, so be careful who you run with. Precision shots, only thing my gun spit. Niggas be working for the state, so they kill us or they hit. Not every government agent wears a gun on his hip. Strategically placed cooperatives to roam in the midst. Gotta learn from my mistakes, separate the real from the fake. It's the reason why these bougie toggle league niggas say.
People say they wanna end police brutality,
but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? In the same sense of niggas say they wanna be free, but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, niggas sweat and keep the G. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy, but you'll never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. No blood to bleed.
I'm a straight rider, you don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police working at me, but you can't do nothing to me.
Motherfuckers, the
don't point and gang tight. Recycling Bogart, strapped up the same night. Got boxes in hand to let motherfuckers see me. These niggas is jealous, too deep in their hearts, they wanna be me. And now you got me right beside ya. Hoping you listen, I catch you paying attention to my ambitions as a rider.
And the new communal black world order the need for revolution and a new communal black world order. It is a serious situation that we are facing today, especially when we are being gunned down in the streets from one end of the country to the other. Walking while black, driving while black, breathing while black. These demons are shooting us down 20 times, 30 times, standing on top of cars, gunning innocent black people down. And they are unarmed. And the only threat to peace say they were facing is what they always have considered as a weapon, enemies. This is why we push for death to white supremacy, death to capitalism, death to imperialism, and death to fascism. We need this revolution in the new communal black world order. But we must go to death on what's going on today so we can push forth successfully and continue the march toward freedom and independence of the whole African world. Not only just black people here, but black people that were scattered based on the transatlantic slave trade throughout the world, throughout the diaspora, to Brazil, to Jamaica, throughout the Caribbean, to the continent of Africa, to wherever black bodies were washed up at, to whatever landmass that we exist on. We are pushing for total African liberation, independence, and true justice. All of this will be brought about by revolution. Malcolm X taught us back in the day that revolution is some very serious shit. It cannot be played with. You cannot tiptoe through the tulips. You cannot go about it in a meager, weak, passive, having a hand approach. And that is what's going on today when we see Russia-ass cowards, bitch-ass traitors like Kanye West and his bullshit mess. This shows us what this demon, Trump, and him got together. And they pushed a high level of deception on our people. A whole lot of stupid-ass Negroes fell for the cap, bought the fried ice cream. Because we fail to understand that revolution is based on land, but it's also based on bloodshed. We must have security against the root beast police. We must have security, protection, dignity. We'll be back when we brought about by engaging the enemy in true armed self-defense with true political education and cultural heritage back in our activity. Can't be brought about by no chuckling and diving, bootlicking, dark dancing ass nigga like Kanye West and his bullshit mess. And a lot of us fell for it. We must shake off the stupidity. We must shake off the need to be accepted by a ruthless enemy. You had Kanye and his mess pushing prison reform, freeing of Larry Hoover to deal with the violence in Chicago. He brought up stop and frisk. This bootlicking nigga actually brought up reparations. But all the while, he was secretly pushing a bill to get control of his masters and his rights. He said it was not only for himself and that it was for blacks within the industry, but under the table, he was making money. And nobody even really peeped that out because it wasn't put out there. It got us caught up in the drama, the reality, foolish-ass TV show, all the while trying to employ the other tactic that the demon employs when he's on the run. We got these cowards on the run. And see, we have to accept our true position on the planet. We are trapped within the belly of the beast of American imperialism. So, as George Jackson taught us, we have a monumental role to play out on the planet within history because we are on the inside. These demons are dominating and controlling the world like an imperialistic octopus with tentacles throughout all the world. People, land, they are pushing imperialism to taking over of resources, minerals, black lives on an everyday basis, all for their greed, all for their profit, all for their sense of superiority. So when we talk about the real issue and the need for revolution, it is also based on us getting down, smashing on the enemy. A lot of people want to take off the other word that attaches to revolution, which is revolutionary warfare. Got to make it nice and passive and neat and come with a hat in the hand, begging a post like Kanye and a bushy of meth. Right now in California, they're pushing a bail law. And once again, because the enemy studies militarily, he understands the wrath and the rage of the people. So he steals our language. He steals our concept. He begins to try to concede by pacifying us, trying to make us forgive and forget his evil treachery, his brutal massacres throughout history for over 6,000 years. These demons have been pushing white supremacy. And for the last couple hundred of years, they've been pushing capitalism to further bring about African extermination on the planet. Starting with us here trapped within, which is America. So even if the demon dog conceded to freeing Larry Hoover, even if he conceded to prison reform, it will never bring about the true revolution, the true freedom and independence that Africans shall have by any means necessary. Ain't no plan, ain't no begging, ain't no queen game bullshit mess. Out here in Cali, they got this new bail law, which is designed to destroy and eradicate political dissidents, to destroy the revolution. The bail propaganda and the racist legislators out here in California, that they are bringing about a bail law. And that bail law is about equality. They say they want to implement this law that takes away the ability for black people to bail out of jail. Now, on the surface, on the outer layer, it appears to be a good thing because we know based on the Eighth Amendment, made rightly constitutional, which of course deems us three-fifths human beings and subhuman, that based on that Eighth Amendment, they're not supposed to be charging anybody excessive bail because the raggedy, racist, criminal justice system and the prison industrial complex and white supremacy and capitalism, then everything they implement disproportionately impacts black people. So on the surface, it sounds good that they want to take away the bail because they know they have been using it to crush and destroy our people on a daily basis within the raggedy criminal justice system. They understand that they have been torturing us, forcing us into absolute suffering to sit in jail after they already infested our communities with over militarized pigs, racist law, and after we end up in jail based on the root cause of these things, they charge us excessive bail, $1 million bail, $2 million bail. And of course, you got to put up property. And of course, black people being forced into subjugation, being forced into poverty, it's hard for us to get out. So we sit there and suffer. And a lot of us are forced to take a plea deal. So we don't have the money because of the poverty they already put us in to get out. So they say they're going to take away the bail law. So it'll bring about equality between blacks and whites, between the rich and the poor. But there's a small fine print at the bottom, which says anybody's ability to get out of jail now, you would have to be deemed a good slave, a positive, because if you are deemed a public security threat, then they are not letting you go. And we know this type of activity will hit political dissidents and revolutionaries the hardest, but it also will hit the lumpen proletariat, the masses of our people, because, as we very well know, our black skin makes us a threat, a public security threat. But on the surface, they want to say that this bail law is going to bring about equality. No different than what this house Negro, Kanye West, is pushing, using deceptive language, stealing revolutionary content in order to confuse us and try to pacify us, with the ultimate ending, the consequences being a boomerang effect to destroy us and bring about extermination. And he said, what does General Taco mean by that? Meaning these demon dogs will give us a crumb on the surface, but ultimately be aiming for our neck on a long-term basis. I've had many discussions with many people over this bail law, and they always felt like maybe it'll be a good thing if it goes through. Maybe the evil enemy who the natives and everybody else have seen throughout 6,000 years of history, these demons have a forked tongue. You want me to sit there and let this go down without a fight just to see what happens, because you want to still fall for the deceptive maneuvers in the language of the snake, which has a forked tongue. The evil enemy loves to lie, loves to steal, loves to destroy. You cannot get caught up in this bootlicking activity just because they steal our language and it looks good on the surface, but on a long-term basis, it disproportionately attacks black people. At this point now, if that bail law do get implemented, it's going to push brothers further and at a rapid pace into the prison-industrial complex. How is this so? Because we had a slim chance to get out, an ability to run around to our different family members, to go to our grandma and ask her to put up some property, and get out the hands and the clutches of the evil, racist white man and his criminal justice system and his prison-industrial complex. Now, there's no chance, no possibility. They use these same deceptive tactics when they brought about the three strikes law. A lot of these Negroes fell victim and advocated it, because the evil enemy positioned the three strikes law as if it was going to be a help to our community, as if it was going to be a deterrent to brothers selling drugs, shooting each other up, specifically in L.A. and California. But look what happened. They intensified poverty, which makes brothers commit these type of crimes to even survive. Yet they implemented, and on a long-term basis, like three strikes law, when brothers start getting gaffled up, getting 25 to life for a nickel piece of crack, getting 25 to life for stealing a pizza, they end up losing their lives because we stepped back and wanted to see what was going to happen, if it was going to help. It is up to us as a people to save ourselves. We must stop depending on the enemy to cure problems he created for the purposes of African extermination here within racist America. We must study deeply what Malcolm X taught us about the house Negro and the field Negro, the house Negro and the field slave. The house Negro is in the minority. The house Negroes were brainwashed to love their masters, to identify with their masters more than they identify with themselves or their people. It was a war tactic based on the slave master's need to control the plantation. So he snatched a small minority of bootlicking blacks, brainwash them to be traitors, to sell out, to work in the house. When he worked in the house, he got a little better clothes. He got a little better food. All to snitch and spy and serve at the feet of the oppressors, to go against the majority, to go against the masses, which was in the field, working from can't see in the morning to can't see at night, picking cotton. See, a lot of us don't understand that if our people pick the branches that the cotton was attached to was based or looked like thorns on roses. So as we picked that cotton, our people's hands were made bloody. Whole baskets of cotton wasn't white, they were bloody red. Because just picking the cotton alone was torture. It cut into your skin, it bloodied your hands. So this is what the House Negro didn't want to be a part of. So he went against the field Negro to save his life, to get better food, get better clothes, same as Queen A. West. The field Negro, the field slave, hated the master. When the master house caught on fire, the House Negro would be front and center with a bucket of water before the slave master even got there trying to put it out, because he felt like that was his house too. Whereas the field Negro, the field slave, they hated the master. They despised him, wished and prayed for a win to intensify the blaze on the slave master's house. They hated the master. The House Negro seeing that the master was sick, he was the first one there to help the slave master. Malcolm X taught us when the slave master got sick, the House Negro will be the first one there to say, what's the matter, bro? Is we sick? Is we sick? And we gotta be sick if we accept the type of bullshit that Queen Gang and the bullshit mess has tried to put on our people. The deception, the disguise, ultimately to bring about our extermination as a people. See, the enemy employs counterinsurgency. Counterinsurgency is based on two things: pacification and repression, to bring about their goal of destroying our righteous desires, our righteous activity, to bring about justice, equality, and freedom or death. Pacification and repression, the carrot and the stick. The carrot is when they try to buy us off, steal our language, to destroy us. Repression is when they lock us up, when they assassinate our people. And that's what the enemy is employing, a two-pronged strategy to destroy our people. Let's look at the similarity between what went down with Nixon back in the 70s, when the movement was on a high scale with the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense in 66, after it was created by Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seale. And our people was on the rise. Our people were so close to freedom and justice. But they brought about the carrot and the stick. Nixon got on TV. White boy Nixon, sitting next to J. J. Edgar Hoover, sitting next to Ronald Reagan. He got on TV because he knew that the enemy was spooked. He knew that the racist U.S. government was backpedaling. Revolutionaries were pushing hard, not only here within racist America, but throughout the planet. And we got to make sure we make that connection, what we doing here and what's going on around the planet. So Nixon got on live TV, and he said he now believes in the need for black businesses, black political advancements, black pride, and black power. this racist demon dog got on live TV and said, Black Power. Look it up. Check it out. This shows you how the evil enemy will steal our language to co-opt us, to pacify us, to ultimately exterminate us.
Why do you say this, General Taco?
This same deceptive language is what brought about this raggedy integration. It's what was brought about Black police and Black police chiefs and Black state and political officials who don't do shit for our people to advocate laws that ultimately exterminate us. This integration, this Black economic advancement, these Black businesses that he pushed on live TV was actually a deceptive maneuver to destroy Black businesses, to make sure the Black dollar goes to their integrated white hand. And slowly but for surely, the mom and pop Black businesses dried up. The more we integrated, the more we disintegrated. The more we integrated, the more we as a people disintegrated politically, economically, socially, with our family structure. So this shows you that they'll steal our language, and through the actual practice, and over time, we'll see that it was bent on our destruction. But now, today, we don't have time. We don't have enough people left within this country to be falling for the same bullshit pacification and regression, the same bullshit care and stick, which ultimately, on a long-term basis, bring about our extermination. Listen, at that same time that he called for Black Power, Black businesses, fake integration, a war on drugs, working right with Ronald Reagan, smuggling a crack in, dropping a crack bomb on our people, while he on TV talking about he's all for Black businesses, Black pride, and Black power. Same demon working right next to J. Gagger Hoover was brought about the mass destruction of the original Black Panther Party for self-defense. Small crack cocaine into them too. Weapons and shit from Israel and Russia smuggled it into our community. It brought about the fake integration. Now look at us now today, facing extreme extermination. Same today with Trump and Kanye and his bullshit net. Why he got Kanye sitting in front of him and Jeff Sessions and pushing an accurate campaign of what Nixon started in the 70s, which is the new war on drugs, which is a war on Black people. Him and his bust-ass car, attorney Jeff Sessions, pushing mass prison construction, constantly pushing mandatory minimum, making sure that we are trapped forever within a prison industrial complex. Gave a green light to all the pigs around the country, to the KKK, to the Nazis, to continue to attack, to bring about our extermination. While you're up there with Kanye and his bullshit man talking about reparations, being Larry Hoover, begging, bootlicking, buck dancing, wanting to sit here and bullshit and accept that, but on a long-term basis, it's going to bring about our extermination. So we better intensify. We better look at the urgency. This is not a game. This is why it's so important to bring about that revolution. But after revolution, what are we fighting for? We're trying to bring about complete constructive change. Pushing for ourselves to the fullest to bring about the dignity, the security as we advance. Not the having the hand approach, not the begging shit Queenie ain't left talking about. We want dignity. We want security. But we can't get that as long as these buff-ass white supremacists are alive. When we push this revolution, what are we trying to do? We're trying to completely wipe out white supremacy and capitalism to institute a new communal world, a Black world order. Khalid Muhammad taught us. He said, back in the day, Africa was not just our home. Africa was our throne. And we ruled the planet from that throne. Why? Because we as Black people migrated to, sailed to, every last man on this planet before anyone even existed. We are the original man. We are the original woman. We are the fathers and mothers of all civilization, mathematics, science, psychology. These demons stole it, mutated it, originally from Cluny. We had Aristotle, Socrates, and Pluto, and Greek, the freaks, homosexualized buses running naked throughout the Olympics when it first started with Alexander the Great. And they stole the precious knowledge, alchemic. They raided the library, they raided the temple. They wrote a damn name on it, claimed it, and mutilated and busted it out. They created a fake-ass concept called Western civilization, try to present themselves as the original man and the original woman, try to put themselves as the fathers and mothers of all civilization, which was a bullshit lie. Study the book, Stolen Legacy, by George James. When he exposed to you that Greek philosophy is nothing but static, the stolen Jack African thought process, African philosophy. Right then and there is when they created that fake concept of Western civilization. And since then, they have pushed like a cancer that must expand to live, a disease. That's what white supremacy is, a cancer that must expand to live. So they sent out their demon troops throughout the planet. They let all the rapists and the molesters out of the European dungeon and sent them into Africa to attack, to kidnap, to steal our people. They sent their worst to capture our best. They're rapists, they're molesters, they sent into the colony. They worst to capture our best. King, queen, scientists with the intent to control the planet. So we must accept that we, after the revolution, cannot build based on white supremacy, cannot build based on dominating and controlling nature. See, before there was Greece and Western civilization, we worked in harmony with nature. Their mindset taught them to control and conquer nature. If they couldn't understand it, kill it and destroy it. That's what they've been pushing. That's why the planet all fucked off right now, because of white supremacy and capitalism. So after the revolution, we cannot implement capitalism. We got to have a whole communal society, a whole communal world where it's based on I am we. That it was based on I am because we are, and therefore because we are, I am. And this is how we're going to bring about true freedom, independence. It must be freedom or death. All day, every day, and even on Sunday, it got to be death to white supremacy, death to capitalism, death to imperialism, and death to fascism. That black power like dough. We're going to move on and see who we got on the line today, pushing the need for revolution and a new communal black world order. Power to all and all power to the people. We're going to call it 510-712 Black Power. You're on Black Survival Class Radio Show.
Black Power, all power to the people. Can you hear me out there, family? Power to the people, Black Power. Good morning. Yes, sir. This is Ida Webb, Minister of Public Relations of Black Riders Liberation Party, calling live out of Oakland, California. Salute to all my comrades. What's happening? All right, so I just wanted to give a salute. You know what I'm saying? A comrade, a birthday shout out to Sergeant of the Squad, the Ground Force Commander, you know what I'm saying, holding it down. And, you know, it's Black Panther History Month, the anniversary of the founding of the Black Panther Party, but also commemorating the spirit of Thomas Sankara, You know what I'm saying? The general revolutionary leader about a Burkina Faso. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of good spirit generating around this time. You know what I'm saying? The Black Panther Party for Self-Defense was started as to be a self-defense unit, or started to be a revolutionary black power formation to push the line of independent, revolutionary national independence and total liberation, self-determination. You know what I mean? And in the earlier processes of when people started to use the Black Panther as a logo, it was intended to be for, they used it as an expression of self-defense, promoting civil rights. It was furthered into human rights. But, you know, they was involved with a lot of civil rights concerning the electoral politics and whatnot. I'm talking more so about the Lowndes County Freedom Organization. You know what I mean? Now, Malcolm X had wrote an article. He had, did a speech called The Ballot of the Bullet, where he was exposing the contradictions of, you know what I'm saying, the election, and how, you know, people have been be brainwashed to vote and use push measures that go against the people's interests, you know what I'm saying, against black people's interests. It's things that promote integration, people that will disintegrate, you know what I'm saying, the unity within the black community, you know what I'm saying? And he had foreseen this, and he had basically put a lot of suckers on blast of people who was who caused a basic threat, you know what I'm saying, of watering down a certain type of fervor that was needed to for the correct kind of conflict to create and cultivate, you know what I'm saying, the liberation struggle of our people, you know what I'm saying? You had the Lowndes County Freedom Organization, you had organizations like the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, you had organizations that was pushing for rights to be able to vote, not just to be able to vote on a level of who which master or which political puppet is gonna be in place to keep us in control, but more so over the local legislation and the measures that could be used to motivate us to take more control over our destiny, making us to see the potential that we have, the power, the political power that we have, collectively. You know what I'm saying? In the Black Riders Liberation Party, the New Generation Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, we ride for all cases of black people to be retried by a jury of our own peers. You know what I'm saying? Freedom of all political prisoners and freedom of all, we want amnesty for all political prisoners and all prisoners of war. And if we can't have no jury of our peers if we don't do a simple thing of registering the vote, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we have a project, you know what I'm saying, an initiative that was drafted out from our comrades in prison the project is called the Political Block Vote, you know what I mean? And a lot of it has to do with getting the community involved and pushing certain measures, you know what I'm saying, that promote whatever is on our platform. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be about decent housing, whether it be about true education, whether it be about holistic health care, or whether it be about environmental justice. You know what I'm saying? There's certain laws on the measure, even involving laws and legislation on armed self-defense. You know what I'm saying? If we do have a say-so about these, you know what I'm saying? And we got to be able to put that on the line, you know what I'm saying? Exhaust certain means, you know what I'm saying, to either expose the contradiction to how it don't work or to show the community that, nigga, we got a little bit of power to push the extra line and go further. But we can't be satisfied with whatever little concessions or whatever gains that could be gained. We got to keep going further to total liberation, you know what I'm saying? Because without us taking a stand, to unify and, you know what I'm saying, use that pen, you know, they could be able to push certain legislation and pass it without our consent. They'd be doing armed prohibited person systems like the modern day out here in California, which is nothing but the modern day move for that, you know what I'm saying, trying to, what the general was talking about earlier, he was saying that they make legislation that is trying to basically create some type of loophole. They use language, as let's say, like, or they're trying to curb gun violence, and they manipulate people, mostly middle class middle class black people into believing that this legislation is in the favor, and these middle class people, or the bourgeoisie, aristocracy, and the academia, a lot of our people look at them as the leaders. So you feel me? They're quick to follow that. But it's us to up as the revolutionary vanguard to expose these contradictions, to expose laws like the armed prohibited person system as just an extension of the Mumford Act, an extension of the laws to try to disarm the black community. Because most of the gun violence don't happen from trying to restrict people's, make it harder for people to legally obtain firearms. You know what I'm saying? The harder you make it for people to legally obtain it, the more easy it is to drive up the gun market for people to get them legally. And legally don't mean nothing, man. It's all about lawfully law. It's all about universal law. Remember, slavery was legal. You feel me? Slavery still is legal under the 13th Amendment. But I don't want to take up too much time, family. I just wanted to push the understanding of Black Panther's history involving electoral politics and comparing and contrast to what's going on right now. And pretty much Panther backing off what the comrade General Taco was talking about with this legislation they got over here in California, trying to create a certain condition that will dupe us into thinking that lowering the bail, like taking the bail system out, is all the way there. Yeah, we know that a lot of people was struggling for that. We're struggling to get rid of the exploitation that was involved with the bail process. However, once you put a certain a loophole in it that creates this enigma that people may not be like, okay, they say like, if you're gonna we'll do this if you're not a threat to society, or if you're not a threat. And like he said, the black skin or your revolutionary politics, just wanting to make social change anyway that combats what the status quo and the ruling class believes in, you know, is a threat to society. It's a threat to the public safety. It's a threat. You know what I'm saying? So though we got to be able to highlight those contradictions and those little the fine print that they put at the bottom most people overlook. So that's all I wanted to say. Black power, salute, all power to the people.
Black power. Much respect for dropping in jewels, Minister of Public Relations. Each rev always represents. We'll go to the next caller. 323-419. Black power, you on the Black Survival Class radio show.
Power to the people. General, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Black power.
Black power. It's Sergeant at Orange Black Ice calling out the L.A. zone. What it do, comrade? Shout out. Happy Born Day to comrade up north, Sergeant Ascari. I just want to go over a couple of little points from the Black Commune program. I'm going to start by going over A. We ride for total liberation, which means we ride for power to take full control of the destiny of our Black community. We will not be liberated and free from oppression until we take full control of our destiny. Going on to B. We ride to put a stop to the thievery by capitalists of our Black community. We ride because the racist government has stole from us. And now we demand the overdue debt of 40 acres and two mules. 40 acres and two mules was promised over 100 years ago as restitution for slave labor and mass murder of Black people. We will not accept the payment in currency. Hell to the no, we will not, which will be distributed to our communities. The American racist has taken part in the slaughter of over 50 million Black people. Therefore, we ride to make sure we receive complete payment. And off with the heads of the opportunists, the capitalists, and the motherfucking coons. Going on to E. We ride because we demand the cases of all Black people held captives in the belly of the beast and prisons of America be open, reinvestigated, and retried by members of the Black community. We ride because we feel that Black people living in incarceration have been tried unfairly by the United States Justice Department. We have been denied the right of trial by one's peers, resulting in guilty verdicts for an enormous amount of innocent people. We have been and are being tried by jurors that have no understanding of the average reasoning man of the Black community. It's time that these cases be reopened, retried by Black people so that the innocence of Black inmates can be returned or determined by a jury of their own peers. as stated in the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. We as black people shall then deal with our own people by granting freedom from incarceration to those who retrial have validated it and deferring changes and sentences for those proven to be guilty by their peers. We want amnesty for all political prisoners. We ride for decent housing going on to X. We ride for decent housing fit for shelter for human beings, which is people of ourselves, decent shelter. We ride because we believe that if the capitalist landlords will not give decent housing to our black community, then the housing and landlord should be made into communal so that our community with government aid can help build and make housing for its people. And that means we're combating homelessness in our communities as well as obtaining decent housing. Y'all know how they do our people. They put them in the projects and just, you know, it's whatever. They don't give a fuck. We ride for education of our people that exposes the true nature of the decadent in American society. We ride for education that teaches us our true history and our role in present-day society. We believe in an educational system that will give to our people a knowledge of self. If a man or woman does not have knowledge of himself or herself, his position in society and in the world, then he has little chance to relate to anything else. And that has been proven. If not, it's expected to expect more the breeding of more coons like Kanye West, and we ain't trying to have none of our people talking about kumbaya. It's eye for eye, a head for a head, a tooth for a tooth, and a life for a motherfucking life. And if it's a coon near you, put that coon in his motherfucking place. Power!
Power. We're going to move on to the next caller. 786-404 Black Power. Black Power 786-484. You're on Black Survival Class Radio Show.
Salute, General. This is Mrs. Rhodes from Miami Chapter. I'm coming out here
Black
to
Power.
Let you know that I'm starting to teach our children through a mentorship program, Black Writers Liberation Teaching. Our goal is to actually get all of the children of Miami informed of things that they're not being taught in the public school system, being whitewashed. I'm pushing for that, and I will also be guest speaking this month. With your permission, I wanted to actually give the information to the parents of the radio show that you are actually hosting so that these parents out here that I'm teaching for will actually be informed on things that they're uneducated on and not aware of. So I just wanted to let you know that these are the things that we're pushing on in this community. We're starting from the children up to the parents, and that's what we're pushing for right now.
Black Power Sister, definitely you got our permission. Push forward. We love all the work that you're doing out in Miami. Black Power all day. Okay, we're going to bring an end to the show today. We push hard for the need for revolution and a new communal black world order. This is the Black Survival Class Radio Show, which is always pushing for African liberation, the total, absolute liberation and salvation of the black nation. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a head for a head, and a life for a life. Tune in next month on November 1st to hear how we pushing hard to bring about that liberation. Black power and all power to the people.
Yeah. You can find me on the block, the slab, like Brillo pads and glad bags. Hollering fools, just as addicted to the fast cash. Niggas fast out when they surviving from a grab bag. Pull that Mac out, put a bullet where it's badge at. Fuck a petty robbery, niggas are stripped, NASDAQ. Scoping out officials, hiding where they put the trash at. Casing out the house, documenting all the routes. Cut them slipping in the driveway and empty his account. Then he's hanging up his spouse, taping explosive in her mouth. Telling nobody's getting out till we receive the full amount. Without a doubt, we kill every motherfucker in the house. Ain't the average nigga posted on the corner with an ounce. I'm a dedicated gorilla with a deadly disposition. Just itching when you sleep on the floor, you can't fall down. All I need is an excuse to martyr out, cause real niggas don't die, we multiply within a drought. You can kill the revolutionary, not the revolution. Like the spirit of Machiavelli resurrecting the movement. Everything that we believe is documented in the music, so generations to come and know exactly why we do it.
Real niggas don't die, cause every generation it'll be another rider to take a nigga's place.
Real niggas don't die.
Before you call authorities, remember my people know what you say.
Real niggas don't die.
When your kids go to school, if I die, you gon' get it either way.
Real niggas don't die.
Rather die fighting for liberation than to keep living like a slave.
No, real niggas don't die.
I come from the motherfucking slums where the U.S. government flooded with drugs and guns. Underground economy, tax-free policy, turf dictatorship. This is not democracy. Body after body, these casualties piling up. We know the spirit eternal, so we don't give a fuck. Wanna know what the afterlife is like? Every time you go to sleep, shit, we die every night. I'd rather die trying to fight than live trying to hide. If I'm hiding, I'm awaiting the right time to strike. You can't kill an idea, I'm not just a man. I represent something bigger than, nigga, I'm just saying. So what you think you really gonna do to me? This realm is temporary and illusory, excuse me. You fools don't really wanna make me a martyr. I'll come back and hunt you harder as earth, fire,
real
and water.
Niggas don't die,
cause every generation it'll be another rider to take a nigga's place.
Real niggas don't die.
Before you call authorities, remember my people know what you say.
Real niggas don't die.
When your kids go to school, if I die, you gon' get it either way.
Real niggas don't die.
Rather die fighting for liberation than to keep living like a slave.
No, real niggas don't
die. I'm immortal,
die.
You cannot destroy me, boy. I'm a soldier, I was born for war, I thought I told you. I've been crazy, ain't shit you can say to me to calm me down. I'm still tripping off slavery. I'm the ghost that invokes the souls of those who oppose the social order. I'm on one, can't stop, won't stop. Soon as the funk pop, we gon' rock off top. I'm resurrected for the middle passes to kill you bastards. I'm a torturer, torment you forever after. I'm not a rapper, I'm real gorilla, I really clap you. And this get out of for anybody, you know what happened. I run up on Donald Trump with a pump. Stick him up, hit him up, throw his ass in the trunk. And if I get assassinated, everyone retaliated. Crackers get decapitated, I am
real
not exaggerated.
Cause every generation it'll be another rider to take a nigga's place.
Real niggas don't die.
Before you call authorities, remember my people know what you say.
Real niggas don't die.
When your kids go to school, if I die, you gon' get it either way.
Real niggas don't die.
Rather die fighting for liberation than to keep living like a slave.
No, real niggas don't die.
Motherfuckers. pointing gang tight. Yeah. Recycling Bogart, wrapped up the same night. Got problems in hand, to make motherfuckers see me. These niggas is jealous, too deep in their hearts, they wanna be me. And now you got me right beside ya. Hoping you listen, I catch you paying attention to my business as a rider.
Disaster, volcanic eruption, magma reducing these cats to ashes like overkill to the maximum. Scientific reaction, unbalanced with shifted acts. My tectonic plates that clash and cause a massive same reaction. Shake the earth's surface, Armageddon, like the Quranic verses. Prophesize the coming of the enemy, Islamic service. My magnitude is split the concrete. Ain't the forces made by man can stop me from kicking off a tsunami. Our competition can body with something that you cannot see. We like volcanoes spewing lava when we drop heat. Banging on these Nazis, me and Evie rock beats. Other conscious rappers is like Stalin versus Trotsky. Our monsoon with 100-foot waves. We kicking asses, taking names, making the fascist state evacuate.
Can't stop,
wreaking massive havoc on capitalist fascist bastards, causing major damage to management, manufacturing, post-traumatic flashing on spasm, I'm getting active. From thornstores to moratoriums, I'm going hard, blow hard like I'm on the phone, y'all, oh lord. We wash everything away like tidal waves, black riders, revolutionary, suicidal, man. We march as guards, we whirlwind, we will win. We kill shit to build shit to the world end. tornadoes, hurricanes, typhoons influencing the youth with the music flooding like monsoon. I'm monsoon with war moves, I won't lose. I wreck your home like the retro storms. I go from flaming hot to extra cold. We the weather used for weapons and war. Let's go.
Can't stop, can't stop,
oh,
can't stop,
the weather and weapons,
can't stop,
wiping out.